Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Asking the questions that you need answered.
How does this bra work again? Why are there so many clasps?
You're listening to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Whoever's left standing, I think, can challenge Boston, because I think Boston at times has this propensity to settle for three-point shots that allows you to stay in games. It allows you to guard them a little bit easier. So I do think they'll be tested significantly, but not pushed to a seventh game where we really feel at any point they're going to lose the series. I don't think we'll get there. Here's the one thing I will say, the one caveat to it: if Derek White keeps shooting like this, I don't think they're going to get challenged by anybody.
Well, that's true.
Any of our descriptions or definitions
that's
of
true.
The word challenge, all three of us, they will not be challenged, no matter how we define it, if Derek White continues to stay in this kind of offensive rhythm.
How many people need to carry the Celtics that aren't named Jason Tatum? Porzingis. Now Derek White needs to shoot the lights out. Like, how many people need to step up that aren't named Tatum? Which, by the way, Greeny is chirping without chirping. He reposted Jason Tatum's comments in response to our video talking about Tatum's toughness yesterday.
A Stoney Greenberg or whatever.
Thank you, Bert. So Greeny is crying over us calling Tatum not, well, me calling Tatum not tough. He's not. I said in the clip, they can still win. I still think they're going to win. They're the best team. But don't tell me you're tough. And we were responding to Tatum's comments.
These comments that people are tweeting are really hurtful. And
wait, which ones?
Oh, saying that we're brain dead.
In response to the Tatum video. Oh.
I'm not brain dead. I just have bad opinions.
Well,
it's
you
not
were
nice.
Defending Tatum.
No, I said like, well, I did say that's not Tatum's game. He's not into the physical game.
Okay.
I don't know why that's so awful to say about the Celtics.
I don't think there's much in their way. I mean, maybe New York you could half talk yourself into. Maybe.
I'm not scared of them. I just think it's going to be a little ugly.
Yeah, I think that could be a series is all I would say. Yes?
I just liked how to combat the idea that the Celtics aren't tough, he played a video of Jason Tatum in this funny sweater, first of all, in this like Cosby sweater that he's wearing, talking about how I never complain. Well, like, you complain all the time. You complain more than any other three people on the team. And you were complaining about it, whining about it in a press conference. Like,
yeah, good enough.
Oh,
for
yeah,
me.
Sorry. I guess you're right. They're very tough. My bad.
I genuinely wonder if Greeny knows we were responding to Tatum.
Those exact words.
The reason we were talking about it is because
of
Tatum.
Which is fine. He doesn't listen to the show. Okay. But like, I don't know. It's
but just... you don't think the context should be there for that?
No, Stoney Greenberg said it, so it's Bible.
Okay. So I got
damn you, Scooby Greenberg.
We're kind of like under the radar in a fight.
I want that feud to come back.
Yeah,
Perk
yeah.
versus Stoney.
We're kind of under the radar in a fight with Greeny. Meanwhile, Curran has that's a bold prediction. Bold prediction. We will not be seeing Drake May before Indigenous Peoples Day.
Adam.
One more time.
Adam.
Wait, I think what you're going to be saying on opening day, Tom, is you're right.
Adam.
Thank you. I think that's what you're going to be saying on opening day. And it's okay.
I love the annoyance in his voice.
I was right about Mac Jones. I already did this. And like, I was right about Mac Jones in so many different ways, but I was right about him starting week one. You don't spend the 15th pick with broken ass Cam Newton as your quarterback and then sit that kid. I don't really care how ready he is. You do not spend the number 3 pick on Drake May to play Jacoby Brissett.
I think
you don't do it.
The main difference here is my read is that Tom has a higher opinion of Jacoby Brissett than you do.
Yeah.
And perhaps a lower opinion of who Drake May can develop to be in training camp this year.
He did sneak in there. Drake May is a hit.
I think he's saying, like, suppose Drake May is a hit.
I see. Okay.
He's being, like, optimistic.
Because I think me and him definitely see it differently on Drake May. There's no doubt about it. He's not very high on Drake May. He's not. And so.
Makes me feel a little protective, to be honest.
Of
I'm going to send him over with Arcan. Of Drake.
Oh, protective of Drake. I thought you meant me. Protective
What's going
of Drake.
On, Adam? What's going on, man? Y'all doing all right?
Hey, Drake.
Hey, buddy. It's going to be Tom at the press conferences, just frozen out. Hey, what's going on, Karen? Hey, what's going on there, Mike? Tom's like, hey, guys.
Drake May is Pat Bev.
Hey, Drake.
Oh, Mike Reese.
You pushing Karen's microphone away.
You subscribe to my podcast, Tom.
I'll put it on a ham radio.
No, I just, I think, and this might be the Patriots approach. Tom, again, is way more plugged in than me. So
he was annoyed with you because he said one thing, and you have this tendency sometimes to go so far in the other direction.
He said earlier in the interview, direct quote, he's not playing. And so I asked at the end, I said, are we going to see him this year?
Adam.
That's all?
He was saying he's not playing week one.
Okay, but what I think is foolish, and this is not yelling at Tom. The Patriots are probably saying this.
No, you're yelling at me.
Okay, but what I think is foolish is he'll be ready on October 13th, but not on September 1st. That's silly.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree. I'm a little bit of the mind of, like, either sit him for, you know, most of the year.
Yeah, if you're sitting him, sit him. Exactly.
But I'm also, I don't have the best perspective of how much you can develop a guy behind the scenes and what exactly Drake May needs to get to in order to be the starter. Because we hear about footwork, we hear about reading defenses, mechanics. Like, how much of this stuff can you do week to week when you're in season? And, oh, by the way, you're also installing the offense for game day.
Right. And, you know, May's coming into a situation where the offense sucks. We already know that. It's not like he's going in there and he's going to be helped and elevated by this great surrounding cast. You know, Eli Manning didn't start until week 10, and he sucked when he first got there. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's a rhythm to it. There's a rhyme or reason to it, I think. Maybe not in this team because it's a different setup than they had in the Giants then. But I do understand the idea of a rookie quarterback not looking good right away, and they bring him along in practice, and they, you know, maybe get him into a couple series in the games and decide, okay, you're not ready to start a game yet, but we'll get you out there when you are. I understand that.
This is a very weird Celtics conversation. Well, this was supposed to be our Celtics segment.
Well, yeah, whatever.
You know.
And all we did was further our Twitter beef.
Well, Tom started yelling at me at the end of the interview, and we went late into the Celtics segment. And so, you know, the Celtics, they can kick rocks. 617-779-7937. We can get to your phone calls here on the Pats. The
My
plan with Drake May.
My palms are sweaty.
And we'll get back to the
Knees
Bruins.
Weak, arms are heavy.
who are we picking in Game 7? How do we feel about their no-show performance last night?
Vomit
in
on
game
a sweater
six?
Already.
That's next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.